Welcome to Startup Vietnam, a podcast where we interview foreigners who have started a business here in Vietnam. I'm your host, Michael Claro. Today, we'll be speaking with Jessica Marber, Managing Director of Is It Meat. Is It Meat produces nutritious, plant-based meat that doesn't compromise on taste. Today, we'll talk to Jessica more about her product, her motivation for starting a plant-based foods company in Vietnam, and some challenges she has faced and overcome so far on her journey. Startup Vietnam is brought to you by Chiquindo. Chiquindo is the leading market entry company in Southeast Asia, providing foreign businesses with a wide range of solutions for entering the market of 8 different countries in Asia. To find out more about Chiquindo, visit CEKINDO.com. Okay, Jessica, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you for having me.
So Jessica, can you tell me a little bit about your background? How long have you been here in Vietnam?
Yes, of course. So I've been in Vietnam for just under 2 years now. My background is quite different from sort of manufacturing. So I studied medieval history as my undergrad, and then I did a law conversion and a master in law business and management back in London. I did some work in the legal team in a mobile data company before, and then I moved to the legal department at Bloomberg before coming here. So completely different from food manufacturing or anything to do with plant-based food.
And can you talk a little bit about your motivation there? Why did you choose to start a plant-based meat product in Vietnam?
Yes, of course. So I've always been interested in plant-based food. So I turned vegetarian when I was at university during my undergrad. So I used to go and visit quite a lot of farms. And I remember going to visit a pig farm when I was at university and just looking at sort of, and that wasn't even the worst of the factory farms, but looking at sort of the babies being taken away from their mothers. And I think that's something that struck me quite a lot. And I started trying to promote the idea that you could make better choices, and also doing some talks. I remember we got a Compassion in World Farming charity to come over and to speak about factory farming and to speak about different options, not so much going vegan, but sort of the different options out there for people that wanted to make a bit of a difference. People are quite used to the idea of eating vegetarian, but meat is a very, very big part of every meal. So if you're thinking about your pho in the morning, if you're thinking about your noodles, everything has meat in it. And they do have these couple of days here and there of being vegetarian, but it's just not, I think the idea of being vegetarian still has this sort of wrong idea of you're going to lack energy. And that's something that I thought could definitely be worked on. And I think the big thing about Is It Meat is making products that have the same amount of vitamins, the same amount of protein, if not more. A lot of our products actually have more protein than meat.
Well, let's talk about your very first product that you developed for Is It Meat and your very first sort of location in terms of production. Can you describe that for us?
Yes. So the first product, I started testing on beef, on fake plant-based beef first for quite a while. And then never really quite got to a stage where I was like, this is it. So moved on to chicken. And that's where we started doing the schnitzels and the nuggets, which is basically a kind of, if you imagine your fried chicken burger, it would be similar and sort of this satisfying sort of crunchiness to it. And so that was, we actually started in a kitchen at home practicing and then starting to see whether there was a demand for it. And then a few months later, after figuring out that there was a demand for it and that people sort of getting people's feedback, moved on to a production space not too far from where I live now, but it's still obviously quite small, but where we would just produce Is It Meat and everything would sort of be done there, obviously. Still, obviously, as you grow, you're still thinking of, okay, what is going to be the next step, the next place where we could sort of produce more, which is which stage I'm at now, really, after the lockdown. sort of trying to increase production by obviously changing place as well. We started with three products. So we started with the apple and sage sausage, which is a sort of more English style sausage, sort of a little bit sweet, but not too sweet. But we're using fresh apples and potatoes and various ingredients. And then we also have the schnitzels, which is basically similar to a fried chicken patty. And it works great in burger, but it also can work in katsu curry, cut on salads, in sandwiches, in really anything. And then we also have the nuggets, which is very similar, just different shapes. Moved on. The products after that I think we had a Christmas roast, which was special for Christmas, which was a sort of more turkey style, filled with cranberry and nuts, etc., which we only do for special seasons. And then moved on to shredded pieces, which is probably my favorite product. I think that's the one that was the hardest to sell at the beginning, but became one of the most popular during the lockdown, I think, because people are practicing more with the cooking. And it's basically pieces of protein, and it's made with shiitake mushrooms, with chickpeas, with vital wheat gluten, which is 83% in protein, coconut oil, with loads of lovely ingredients. And it's basically, it can be cooked directly from frozen. You put it in the pan the same way as you would use chicken, but the beauty is because it's frozen, you can use it for months. You use whatever you want, you put the rest back in the freezer, and you can add it to curries, to fajitas, to pho if you want it, to noodles, to anything you want. So I mean, because I love cooking, it's probably the one I use the most. I think if you want to get creative, it's very easy to do so. And then moved on to do sausage rolls with the apple and sage sausages, which it's sort of mini party bites, which I think a lot of people have kind of said, oh, this, you can't tell the difference, which is kind of the aim as well. Because if you think about a sausage roll, it's like half the time you don't, the way the meat is mashed up, you wouldn't really tell. And then the last product, which is probably the one that I'm the proudest of, I guess, because I've really worked quite hard on that one. That was the spice sausages. Sort of went back and forth and looking at spices from that we used to make chorizo sausages, and sort of use these ingredients and kind of blend it with different, obviously, plant-based ingredients, using similar spices and giving it quite a bit of a kick as well. So it's also one of a very popular product now, and we made pepperoni with it as well, which we sell to restaurants, which is basically the same but in larger size, which is great as well. So now that's our six products that we have now, basically.
And who are you partnering with in terms of like vendors or third parties? Are you partnering with any restaurants or other, you know, entities here?
Yes. So we currently work with 7-8 coming up after the lockdown restaurants. So different kinds, some fully vegetarian, and then also some that have a mix, so more burger places. We have pizza places as well that makes sort of pepperoni pizza and barbecue don't call me chicken pizza. So we do work a lot with restaurants. Obviously at the moment all the restaurants are closed, so it's more sort of normal customers are coming directly to us. We also have a retail selling our products, Farmy. And farmy.vn is basically a platform that you can use via the app. You can also message them on Facebook, and they sell all kind of products, a lot of organic products, a lot of also products coming from Japan as well, which are a little bit different, and things that you cannot always find in normal stores as well. And we're looking to increase as well after the lockdown to have more retails as well selling our products.
So would you say that, you know, if there's this awareness that you're a local brand, that you're here in Vietnam, is there more loyalty, have you found, from customers? As I mean, you know, Vietnamese customers?
Yes, absolutely. So we're getting more and more. So I would say when we started, we used to get a lot more foreigners coming back. And we still have a lot of foreigners because I think it's quite naturally they're more used to the kind of products. So it's something that they're more ingrained in and they're more used to having. But more and more, I'm starting to see more sort of Vietnamese people coming back. And then I do find most customers don't just come once. They tend to come back regularly every week, every 2 weeks, and sort of bringing their friends as well, which is nice. And I definitely see a big loyalty. And I think that's something that's very, very specific to Vietnam, which you wouldn't find as much in Europe. I think also because in Europe, you have so many options. And it does mean that you go to the supermarket, you have about 20 players, and it's very rare that you message someone directly. You tend to go to the supermarket, find your products. So it's a very different way of buying.
So on that note, you know, thinking about these big players getting into the industry, how does a startup like yours stay competitive and, you know, with those big companies and all the resources they have?
So it's challenging. I think obviously a lot of the big players are coming here. I think the main issue is price. I think their pricing is very high, especially in Vietnam. And that does mean that a lot of people are not going for it, especially restaurants, because of that. But also you do have a lot of people wanting to stay local. I think they would prefer a company that is based sort of around the corner from their restaurant. And that, for example, if a restaurant needs products, they would send us a message and we would provide it to them within a few hours. If you need a product that is made in the US, it may not be so easy to get products. As much as they can import and import and import, there's a point where it may not be as easy. And I think that's a big thing. I think it's providing that, but also providing something that's maybe, I would say, Is It Meat is a little bit less lab made. And that's something I like. That's something I like to stay into as well, not adding so many artificial things and making sure that everything that I'm using, I would use in my kitchen normally, or there's obviously a few extras that, you know, you're getting to know because they're slightly different products, but there's nothing that is made in a lab. And I think that's something that's different because all the big players are going the other route. So I think that's a big thing. It's just trying to see which stance are you wanting to take and making sure that you truly believe into what you're doing and you're selling your products for what it is. And I think adding the personal touch as well is important as well. You sort of build relationship with sort of your B2C clients, so the normal customers that you have every day do come back regularly. So you have this connection which a big player cannot yet have. And I think that's sort of helpful because Vietnam is a big sort of, everything walks through word of mouth, I feel. A lot of people sort of tell their friends, oh, have you tried this? And everyone knows each other as well. So it's a lot easier in the sense that, like, you have a small amount of customers that are here and that get to know you, and then they're telling their friends they love your products, and then they're all willing to kind of help you move along as well, which is amazing.
And could you talk about maybe some challenges you faced since you started your business in Vietnam, maybe more generally just since you started, but also more recently? We're recording this on August 7th. We're still in lockdown here, 2021, been so for the last few months. So maybe, you know, touch on a few challenges since you started your business and also recently since we've kind of been restricted to being at home.
Yes, of course. So there's so many. I think a big thing about, there's a lot of advantages of starting a business in Vietnam. I mean, you're surrounded with people that are doing their own businesses, all kind of businesses, whether it's clothing, whether it's food, whether it's wine. And that's very, very, that's amazing because you meet them on a daily basis. It's so easy to meet people doing their own thing and getting inspired. But one of the big issues is that things don't work quite as easily as it would sometimes in Europe. I think processes are not quite as straightforward. And you may think that, okay, let's just get our health and safety, let's change the number of shares, let's do this. It would be something so straightforward. But actually in Vietnam, it's not quite as easy as it seems. And there's a lot of sort of background, sort of who you know, who you ask, and different costs as well for different people. So I think that's been very challenging, just trying to figure my way around these things, especially recently. But I think the biggest challenge has been the past month. I think obviously the demand has increased quite dramatically because people have been at home, restaurants have been closed. And then sort of remember, but 2 weeks ago now, we had, I had a message from the landlord at the production space at about 10 p.m. in the evening saying, we got a message from the government and the area of the production space will be closed from midnight tonight. So I was sitting on the sofa thinking, oh, what do I do? Just grabbed a big luggage and grabbed big bags and just ran to the production space. And obviously you have no taxis, no ways to get there sort of easily and to transport anything, especially at 10 p.m. in the evening, and just filled all the machines, everything I could potentially take into the bag and just dragged everything down all the way to my house. Luckily, I don't live too far. I live about probably 30 minutes walk if you count all the checkpoints and all the areas that are blocked off. And I think that was probably the hardest night, which is sort of dragging, sort of feeling drained.
So did you drag that suitcase full of machines back to your apartment or your house and sort of set up at home? Is that what happened?
Yes. So set up at home for about 10 days. So that was a bit of a challenge. I think that's something that happened for 10 days also without staff, because my staff couldn't get in, couldn't get anywhere. So it was just all back to the beginning, really, back to sort of starting from scratch. But it's mainly you getting demands from clients every day and you're just getting to a point you're like, I don't want to say no. I want to make sure that we can keep going. And you're also thinking of all these people at home wanting to cook. Also, you're thinking of new clients. It's been amazing to get new clients, especially meat eaters. So we actually saw a lot more carnivores coming and just saying, I'm a big meat eater, but I'm trying to think of reducing the amount of meat I'm eating. And then having them coming back to you saying, I love your meat. You've gained a new client. We're definitely coming back. It's just really making everything worthwhile because you're feeling this is exactly why this was started.
What advice would you give maybe to some entrepreneurs considering starting up in Vietnam? Maybe they're looking at Vietnamese marketing and thinking about getting into it. What advice would you give to them?
So it depends. I think it depends on your personality. I think if you're not willing to kind of have to jump through challenges after challenges, it would probably not be the best place. But if you are looking for an exciting experience for somewhere where the market is constantly growing. So I think that's the beauty about Vietnam is that things are changing so fast. So I do find even in the time that I've been here, things have just keep changing around me. And that is the beauty about moving here is that you really feel like you can start something and make it big and really something that you're passionate about, because you will have people following you and you will have people sort of helping you grow. I think one of the best thing about Vietnam and starting a business here is that you meet hundreds of people that will be willing to help you. I do find in Europe, in the US, people are a bit more each to themselves. So you start a business, but you're not willing to help anyone else. I have a huge amount of friends doing completely different things and all sort of giving me advice, giving me contacts of lawyers, contacts of accountants, contacts of, and it's people you barely know, people you met in a shop, people you met sort of in a restaurant, people you just meet on a night out. And that's something that I think you can't see anywhere. I haven't seen anywhere else. And I would definitely say that's probably the best part. But definitely in terms of how things work in practice, it's a lot more difficult. So everything is a bit more challenging because you don't really have a rule book that tells you to do this, you have to do this, this, this. There's always extra bits that involve things that are a little bit unforeseen because it works differently. And I think it's just about being aware of that fact and just making sure that you can be creative as well about your solutions, because it's sometimes something that you think would be a lot cheaper here is a lot more expensive because you're a foreigner, quite simply, and you get different prices. So I think it's about making sure you look at options and you think quite creatively about where is worth sort of investing your money at the very beginning when maybe you don't have as much capital yet.
We've been speaking with Jessica Marber, Managing Director of Is It Meat. Is It Meat is a plant-based foods company based in Ho Chi Minh City, Vietnam, producing nutritious plant-based foods that don't compromise on taste. To find out more about Is It Meat, you can search for them on Facebook or Instagram. Jessica, thanks for being on the podcast.
Thank you very much, Michael.
And if you're a business owner in Vietnam and you'd like to be on the podcast, you can reach out to me at michael.claro@jacinto.com. That's michael.claro@cekindo.com. Startup Vietnam is brought to you by Jacinto. Jacinto is the leading market entry company in Southeast Asia, providing foreign businesses with a wide range of solutions for entering the market of 8 different countries in Asia. To find out more about Jacinto, visit cekindo.com.